For the moment, though, we're talking siblings. Do keep your stories coming at 81333 and start your message with the word Leeds. And this is sparked by the number of pairs of siblings who are competing in the Commonwealth Games at the moment. Obviously, our local ones that we know most about, Alistair and Johnny Brownlee. Let's talk to sports psychologist Stephen Sylvester. Stephen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, I gather your position is that if you are one of a pair of siblings, the sibling rivalry thing will actually spur you on to greater efforts. Is that more or less what you're saying?
Well, yes, it can. And we've seen, obviously, at the Commonwealths and the Brownlee brothers in the Olympics, how they work off each other. And it takes this vibrancy where they can do the right thing at the right time and share their goals and their aspirations and their dreams. But what's really underpinning this is a strong family structure that allows the boys to compete on the one hand, but care for each other on the other. That gives them the edge.
Yeah, it's a difficult one for parents to solve, though, because if I'm thinking of some other athletic brothers, like the Giggs brothers, if you like, both footballers, Ryan Giggs clearly very talented, Rodri Giggs clearly not as talented, and it must be difficult for parents to give the same amount of care and attention to the sibling that's not as talented as the other one.
Yeah, I would say it's almost impossible. It's down to the siblings and their complete commitment to the task and their shared responsibility, helping each other along the way, having a strong leadership within the family structure that says, look guys, I will transport you, take you around, do what you can do in your sports, but get on with one another. And that's rare.
Yes, you need the siblings to look out for each other, which is not always the story, is it? I mean, I'm not talking about sports psychology so much, but just psychology generally. The story sometimes is that that the rivalry is that intense that they're not looking after each other. They're competing.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you look at the sort of research in birth order psychology and just, you know, sibling rivalry, you know, it's very difficult, particularly firstborns who generally are trailblazers. They set the standard, they set the quality, and the secondborns come in the slipstream, might not get as much attention because now parents' time is divided because there's two instead of one child, and so on. And if you get, you know, my experience, I was a former professional cricketer and played against Adam Holyoake, and obviously his late brother Ben played. And when you get a unique family structure like the Waugh brothers or the Williams sisters, where the father or the parent puts in and creates a structure and a vision, and then the boys or the girls take upon that structure as well. We want to do this together. It then becomes us against the world. How do we prepare? How do we deal with fear? What problems are you facing internally in your particular sport, with your governing body, with competitors, and so on? And as a result of that, you can basically, you know, it's that old adage, a problem shared is a problem halved. So if you have the ability at elite level of sport to share your potential difficult circumstance of pushing in your sport to the best possible level, it makes the pursuit of it a little bit easier and less stressful.
Yes.
Because you're slightly more selfless than selfish.
Yeah. And birth order is a difficult conundrum to solve, and it's and probably not as much attention is given to it as should be. I always say this to my parents, because I was the middle child.
Yeah.
And I wasn't the middle child. You're almost in the sort of conciliatory capacity. You know, you're always trying to fit in with the other two.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the research is the middle child syndrome misses out with a certain level of parental attention, which leads them to be a little bit more rebellious.
Mm.
But at the same time, if you've got an older sibling that's doing well in a sport, you develop know-how and this kind of idea of tacit knowledge for the sport.
Yeah.
So we've seen within cricket, Mark Waugh was a bit more talented than Steve Waugh.
Yeah.
You know, and he was in the slipstream of Steve. You know, you've got Venus Williams and Serena. You know, Serena being more talented and achieving more. So I think, you know, in my experience, that the likelihood is that the younger child that pursues in the slipstream of an older child generally is just because of the circumstance and the way the family is built, they end up being a slightly bit more naturally talented. It doesn't mean they necessarily will go on to win per se, but it does mean their natural ability to just execute skills under stress is a little bit more easier.
Yes, indeed. Stephen, you ought to write a book about this, or you may already have done that.
Well, I've got a book in the pipeline, and my concept of my work is all about delivering whatever you do, whether you're going to do a driving test, whether you're going to do a school exam, whether you're a high-performance footballer or an elite athlete. It's all about trying to remove ego and, you know, moving on a continuum from selfishness to selflessness. And you can see with these pairings and these siblings that they're more selfless because it's about the family unit first and about achieving second.
Indeed. Well, Steve, when you get your book out, get writing it now. continue writing it. And as soon as it's out, we'll get you on here again because I think it's a fascinating topic. It really is.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Stephen. Do appreciate it.